listening to your world today, the final segment of the program. We also look at the concluding verses of Surah Az-Zukhruf. Surah Zukhruf, which is in the 25th juz of the Noble Quran. The word Zukhruf is gold, and there's mention of the adornments in the surah. In our previous sessions on Friday evening as well as on Monday evening, we mentioned about the qualities of the people of Jannah, and then yesterday the qualities of the people of Jahannam. Now, towards the end of the surah, there is reference to the mushrikeen, and they are those who call the angels Allah's daughters. And there's also reference to the Christians who called Sayyidina Isa Allah's son. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refutes both their beliefs by instructing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to say that, "Qul," say to them, "In kana lir rahmani walad," if Rahman, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if he had a son, "fa ana awwalul abidin," I would have been the first worshipper. If there was truly a son for Allah, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that I would have worshipped him. However, since Allah has no children, only he should be worshipped. Allah's disassociation with all partners is then expressed in the next verse, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Subhana rabbi samawati wal ardi rabbil arshi amma yasifun," the Rabb of the heavens and the earth, the Rabb of the throne, is pure from whatever the people associate with him. Whatever you associate with him, it doesn't diminish his position. He's on a very high position. فَذَرْهُمْ يَخُوضُ وَيَلْعَبُوا حَتَّى يُلَاقُوا يَوْمَهُمُ الَّذِي يُوَادُونَ. So leave them to engage in talks and to play until they encounter the day that was promised. Allah has addressed Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saying that these kuffar, they are engaged in frivolous talks. Leave them till the day that they are promised. And what we are told is that everything in this world is plain amusement. اَلَمُوا أَنَّمَا الْحَيَاةُ دُنْيَا لَعِبُ وَلَهُ وَزِينَةُ وَتَفَاخُرٌ بَيْنَكُمْ. Know that this life of this world is merely play, futility, decoration, boasting amongst each other, rivalry in wealth and children, like the example of rain, the plants of which amaze the farmer. Thereafter it dries and you will see it becomes yellow, only to be reduced to bits. In the year after there shall be severe punishment and forgiveness, and Allah's pleasure, the life of this world. وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. So the kuffar and the mushrikeen, they are so engrossed in the futile matters of this world that they completely forgot about the year after. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they will only realize on الَّذِي يُؤَدُونَ يَوْمَهُمُ الَّذِي يُؤَدُونَ, the day which they have been promised, the day of their death, the day of Qiyamah, or it may have also been the day of the battle of Badr. And that is when the reign of Allah remains supreme. وَهُوَ الَّذِي فِي السَّمَاءِ إِلَهُ وَفِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَهُ. It is Allah who is the deity in the heavens and the deity on earth. وَهُوَ الْحَكِيمُ. He is wise. الْعَلِيمُ. He is all-knowing. That no other being is worthy of worship because none other than Allah possesses these qualities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala possesses. وَتَبَارَكَ الَّذِي لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا. And blessed is that being to whom belongs the kingdom of the heavens and the earth, and whatever is between the heaven and the earth. وَإِنْدَهُ عِلْمُ السَّاعِ. The knowledge of Qiyamah is only with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to Him shall you all be returned. وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. And people's returning to Allah will be for the justice, for punishment and reward. When the mushrikeen were stopped from worshipping idols, they claimed that they worshipped Allah, but they prayed to the idols only so that the idols may intercede on their behalf before Allah. And this was only an excuse, because lifeless objects cannot even speak, let alone intercede. But then too, only those who have permission from Allah can intercede. Allah has never commanded them to regard their gods as intercessors, neither have they been appointed by Allah. Allah's Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, from the beginning till the end, all preach Tawheed and abstinence from shirk and worship of other gods as intercessors was never encouraged by anyone. However, the mushrikeen had concocted this up. They had brought this up themselves. And this was in their own beliefs. On the day of Qiyamah, only those permitted by Allah will be able to intercede. And these gods, these deities, they are unable to do anything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says these gods that they worship besides Allah have no power to intercede. Except for those who attest to the truth and those who have knowledge, only they will be permitted. In Ayatul Kursi, من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه. Who is there to intercede before Allah without His permission? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that in Surah Anbiya, verse number 28, that only the one with whom He is pleased will be able to intercede. The author of Ruh al-Ma'ani says that the one who attests to the truth and those who have knowledge, that refers to the angels, Hazrat Isa, Hazrat Uzair, even though they will worship, however, they will not want to intercede on behalf of the kuffar, neither will they be permitted to do so, because the kuffar had violated the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why they will have nothing to do with them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, وَلَا إِن سَأَلْتَهُمْ, if you have to ask them, مَنْ خَلَقَهُمْ, who created you, لَيَقُولُنَّ اللَّهُ, they will say definitely Allah. Despite acknowledging the fact that Allah is the creator, the kuffar still worship other beings. And this clearly displays their foolishness. And therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَأَنَّا يُؤْفَكُونَ. So where are they wandering astray? Where are these people wandering astray? That they are wandering aimlessly while they know that Allah is the one who had created them. وَقِيلِهِ. Allah knows that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's statement was, when he spoke to them, the statement of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, Ya Rabb, O my Rabb, inna ha'ulai qawmul la yu'minun. O my Rabb, this is a nation who refuses to believe. And in this response to the statement, Allah tells Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that, fasfah anhum, that ignore them. Do not expect them to believe. Waqul salam, and say salam. Now this is not salam that one greets, which is actually the dua for peace and safety, the desired. This is the type of salam where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in Surah Qasas, وَإِذَا مَرَّوا بِاللَّغْوِ مَرُّوا كِرَامًا, that when they pass futility, they pass by saying salama. لَكُمْ لَنَا أَعْمَالُنَا وَلَكُمْ أَعْمَالُكُمْ, that our deeds are for us and for you is your deeds. We do not wish to converse with the ignorant ones. This is Surah 28 and verse number 55. So when you meet these ignorant peoples, then turn away from them. And فَسَوْفَ يَعْلَمُونَ, soon they will come to know the error of their ways. So that is how the surah ends off. It brings us to the end of Surah Zukhruf, which is the surah in the 25th juz of the Noble Quran.